Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and it's the 26th of September. So this will be day 26 of the Pilgrim Chris Camino. And I thought I'd record this boo talking about the nights on the Camino. What time is it? It's 8:45 a.m. here in Spain. And last night was the only night when I stayed in an albergue that I had managed to get uninterrupted sleep because there were no snorers. Snoring is the bane of the Camino, certainly the Camino nights. If you stay in an albergue, you share a room with anywhere up to 40, 50 people sometimes, and I've been lucky. The most I shared was with a room of 22 people, and I'm sharing a room at the moment with 8. So it's a room for 8 people here. And every night, except last night, there was always at least one snorer in the room. And we're not talking here gentle snoring. We're talking full steam ahead, train-like snoring. And you can hear the sighs of others in the room trying to sleep, trying to, ignore it, but you can't. Earplugs are very good, and I have some. But what I will do next time is I shall buy some industrial strength earplugs. I know you can get them. A friend of mine was recommended some to me before I came away, and I just forgot them. I just forgot to take them. I did plan on sleeping most of my nights out, and I've done about 50-50%. I've slept outdoors 50% of the time. But I should have brought some decent earplugs. And the ones I've been using haven't been very good, and when they're loud, the snoring is very loud, it just cuts straight through anyway. And it does create a little bit of animosity. People are talking about it a lot, and in the night time, some of us will get up and just try to shake the offender, as it were, to get them to roll onto their side. 99% of the time it's men who snore, and it's men who lie on their backs, and it's often men who have gone to the bar, had a few beers, come back, crashed on their back and snore their heads off. I think if I was a snorer myself and I knew that I was a snorer, I would at least try and get some medication for the pilgrimage, some sort of aid to help relieve that, just for consideration of others really. Because if you know you're snoring, and you know that you're going to sleep in a room with a lot of other people, then perhaps a little bit of consideration is called for. So snoring has been a problem. But last night, like I say, was my first night when I slept indoors that I was unaffected by this, so I had a good night's sleep. One of the nights, one of the nights on the Camino, I was staying in a albergue. There's only 4 of us in there, and it was great. But at about 12:30 at night, or early hours of the morning, there was a huge banging at the door. And I thought it was another pilgrim trying to come in late. And nobody else got up, but I had to get up because the knocking was insistent. And it turned out to be 2 policemen with the local mayor of the town, looking for a Portuguese girl. And I think they were going around the albergues in the area and trying to find this Portuguese girl. But again, it was a little bit sort of, I'm not sure what the problem was with the Portuguese girl. I don't know whether or not she was missing or there was problems at home and they were trying to contact her for whatever reason. But again, at 12:30 in the morning, when people had been asleep already for a couple of hours, to come and bang and wake up everybody, all the pilgrims, seemed a little bit odd. And they weren't particularly persistent. I answered the door, policemen asked me who was in the room, I told them and they went, with apologies for waking us up. But they didn't come in and check, so I don't know. And then there was the night when there was a pilgrim come late. We were staying in a place and he was a Spaniard. He'd been drinking heavily with a group of people, quite noisy, which is fine, that's fine. And he then went on to a bar. And so about 10:30, we were all in our beds. And again, at midnight, just before midnight, we heard this bang, 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 bang at the door. We ignored it. It woke us all up, but we ignored it. And then it came to the window where we were all sleeping. Bang, 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 bang. So again, it was left to me to get up and see what the problem was. And it turned out to be this Spaniard, this pilgrim, who had gone to the bar and decided to have a few drinks and get drunk and come back at his leisure. And the rules of the albergs is that you usually have to be back in them by 10 o'clock at night. And the obvious reason for this is so that pilgrims can get some sleep. It's tiring, people need their sleep. But in Spain, the Spaniards don't go out until about 9 o'clock at night. They work during the day, they have their siesta, and then they go out from 9 o'clock until about 11:30 and have a good time. Children too, the children go out, and it's fine. You can sometimes hear it if you're staying close to a town or a village when you're in your alberg, but it's not usually a problem. But this Spaniard pilgrim had decided to carry on his own country's traditions and go out and drink and enjoy and revel, but then come back and wake everybody up. He said to me that, because he spoke English, he said, "I have a place here, let me in." Well, we were locked in the alberg, and I didn't know where the key to the door was. In hindsight, it was actually in the door, but I was bleary-eyed, annoyed. And I said, "I don't know, I can't let you in, I don't know where the key is." And he says, "But I sleep here, I've paid." And I said to him, "Well, you've already said that you're late. You're an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours late. So you'll have to sleep outside." The weather was fine, wouldn't have been a problem. But he was insistent, and I went back to bed, and he kept banging and banging. And eventually three of us got up and went to him and said, "Look, be quiet. We're trying to sleep here. Be a bit more considerate. You know the sort of the unwritten rules of the Camino. If you decide to go out and get drunk, then you sacrifice your bed." Well, he was so insistent that he went round and found a window and climbed in through a window, turned on all the lights to get into bed. It was very noisy, very inconsiderate. But that was, again, it's part of the Camino. And then there was a night when there was a Spanish couple who decided to have sex. Now, this was almost as bad as the snorers. They decided to start having sex at 10:30. And I think there must have been some exhibitionists going on, because the lights were out. And in this particular alberg, there were a couple of little night lights, so it cast a soft glow in the room. Nothing to disturb a sleep, but just enough to get up by if you needed to go to the bathroom in the night. But this Spaniard couple, from about 10:30 for half an hour, and I know it's half an hour because we kept checking our watches, made very, very noisy love. And everybody in the room was sort of lying there, hands behind their heads, because nobody wanted to be seen to be enjoying the show, as it were. And we were all sort of looking at each other from our bunk beds and just waiting for this couple to finish their copulation. And when they did finish, I decided to set off a round of applause and a slow clap. One, mainly for appreciation, the fact that they'd stopped. So that was an experience. Some people find their pleasures where they can, I suppose, and how they can. But it was amusing. It's an amusing story. And but we never saw these Spaniards again. It was funny because we were walking along the road, and over the next two or three days, I met up with some people that I'd stayed within that alberg that night, and nobody'd seen this couple again. So we thought maybe they were just a Spanish couple coming in and wanting a little bit of fun that way. And then went home, maybe, I don't know. So nights on the Camino have been interesting. I've enjoyed the nights where I've slept out. One night I was sleeping, I was in Puerto Marion, and I slept on a park bench, just in my sleeping bag and bivy bag. And it was a good job that I put my sleeping bag in the bivy bag. I had a Rab survival bag that a friend off Twitter, I bought from a friend off Twitter. And when I sleep outside, I always put my sleeping bag inside the bivy bag. And the sleeping bag was also, I purchased that from another friend on Twitter. It was a down bag, so I needed to keep it dry. And like I said, I was sleeping on this bench. And unbeknownst to me at the time, This park had sprinkler systems that kept the grass green, and they came on during the night. And so, again, about 12:30, I was lying there on top of my sleeping bag, just in my boxer shorts, because it was very warm and it was a balmy evening, and I was out of sight from everybody. It wasn't a problem. When I was woken up by a cold shower, and I thought it was raining. It turned out to be a sprinkler system on the park had turned on, and it moved in a rotation, so it would spray onto me for 2 minutes and then go off. But this only lasted for 15 minutes, but it woke me, and I crawled into my sleeping bag then, pulled the bivy bag up over me to make sure that if it happened again during the night, I wouldn't get wet. And it happened again 3 times during the night. Each time it woke me up, of course, but just because I was getting a little cold shower on my face. But it was an experience, and the next day I just hung my bivy bag out to dry, which took 2 or 3 minutes in the sun, so that was very good. I slept in my tent three times in my tent, and the rest just in a sleeping bag and bivy. It's too warm. So nights on the Camino, varied and interesting, but I'm looking forward to a night in my own bed, on my own, with no snorers. That's one thing about the Camino I won't miss. So thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless you all.